This is Don Miller with the KDWB 250 Final Edition. Peking, the power struggle between Red China's party chairman Mao Zedong and President Liu Xiaoqiao appears to be nearing civil war today. Heavy fighting is reported between supporters and opponents of Mao across the length and the breadth of mainland China. Hospitals in battle Wuhan are reportedly now crammed with wounded Red Chinese soldiers. Manchuria was said to be in wild confusion. Fighting is reported from Manchuria in the north to Kree Chow in the south and from Sichuan in the west to Anhui in the east. A radio broadcast late today from Shanghai claimed that rebellious workers in a machinery plant kidnapped members of the Shanghai Revolutionary Committee 2 days ago. They were said to be still holding them captive. Sabika. A Sabika, Minnesota man identified as Walter Sorella, about 50 years of age, was shot and killed last night when he surprised a burglar in his gas station in that northwest Minnesota community of 500. According to Wadena County Sheriff's Office today, Sorella, who lived over the gas station, was shot at close range with a shotgun and died instantly. Sheriff Manley Erickson said the burglars got away and there were no leads in the shooting. A youth who worked at the gas station was knocked unconscious when he followed Sorella upstairs to investigate noises in the station, and that station is located on Main Street in Sabika, located north of Wadena, 14 miles north. Washington, the Senate Appropriations Committee has sliced $1.4 billion from President Johnson's requested $70.1 billion defense budget today. The biggest cuts were for the Navy's F-111B jet and its fast deployment logistics ship. Milwaukee, Wisconsin's largest city, is bustling once again, nearly free of racial incidents that started last Sunday. The Bear City's administration further relaxed its nighttime curfew, only one firebomb incident reported last night. The riots in Milwaukee forced cancellation of the Monkees' appearance there, but that famous group invaded the Twin Cities early today to keep a date tonight with a capacity crowd at St. Paul Auditorium. In between news for the balance of the afternoon, them taking over this air lane on your dial. Rome, an Air France jet struck a downdraft today over Turin, Italy, and plummeted nearly 1,000 feet before the pilot regained control. 23 passengers aboard were taken to hospitals for treatment. Hartford, Connecticut. Members of the auto workers vote tomorrow on ending their strike against Colt Firearms, the company which manufactures the M16 rifles for the troops in Vietnam. Washington, the nation has a new Secretary of the Navy. He's Paul Ignatius, named by the president today. Ignatius succeeds John McNaughton, who perished in an airline disaster last month in North Carolina. The Pentagon, a 45,000-man buildup in Vietnam ordered by President Johnson Thursday, will produce sharper draft calls. Pentagon sources say the October quota will be released in a few days. Minneapolis, Philip Neville, Mill City lawyer, today was sworn into office as a U.S. District Court judge for Minnesota State. The former federal attorney took the oath of office to Minneapolis Federal Courts Building this morning, where he will preside on federal cases. Minneapolis, enrollment at the U of M at the end of the second week of the summer session totals 10,887. A breakdown includes 6,500 men, 4,300 women. This according to W. Donald Beatty, University Recorder. St. Paul, nearly $70,000 in prize money will be offered during 10 days of racing at the 67 Minnesota State Fair, August 26th through September 4. More than 300 drivers from 20 states are expected to compete in races for spring, modified stock, compact, spring, and late model stock cars. The annual North Star 500 lap contest for late model stock cars to be held on Labor Day. The weather after this. And now there's something brand new and exciting from Durkee. Six new magical seasonings, blends of rare spices and herbs that'll add a sparkling new flavor of today to your favorite dishes. We call them tasty shakers, and you will too. Let Durkee's seasoned pepper shake up the taste of all dishes where black pepper is used. You'll love Durkee's new freeze-dried chives and new, also parsley garlic salt. Shake up your taste. Try all six new Durkee taste shakers today. Minneapolis St. Paul Weather Fair through Saturday. Warm temperatures this afternoon, a high expected 78. Tomorrow's high around 82. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, diminishing tonight. Our low at expected 55. North winds now 11 miles per hour, humidity 46%. The barometer steady, partly sunny sky, 74 degrees in the Twins. For next news, the 310 First Edition. This is Don Miller.
It's always you. that we think of on KDWB, that's the Dirty 630. The Sundowners, always you. Tonight, along with the Monkees, 8:30 is the time at the St. Paul Auditorium. The tickets are available till 5 today at Field Slick. And if there's anything left over, they'll go on sale at the box office come 6:30 tonight.
Are you nervous, tense, headachy, and none of your pills seem to work?
Then it's time to take a music break.
Take a music break with Ray Conniff's wonderful new Columbia album called This Is My Song. The world cannot be wrong. In this world, soothe the savage rumblings with Sunrise Sunset, Georgie Girl, Cabaret, Maine.
And a half a dozen more beauties.
Take a music break. Get This Is My Song at Columbia Music Break stores everywhere.
Charlie Brown, along with Jimmy Reed, Tack Hammer, Ron Abernathy, Earl Trout, all the good folks of KDWB, including, what happened to Jim O'Neill? And he split early, didn't he? Evidently went up to get Davey's autograph. But as we've been here at Secret City since last night, the Monkees have been on the air, and it's been such a wild time. There's one fella that, there goes the crowd again. Somebody just stepped out in the on the balcony by the name of Mike Nesmith, and Nesmith and turned him on a little bit. Anyway, there's a fella here in the room that we did want to ask a couple of words, because he's the one who coordinated the guest housing here at the Motor Hotel. We can't say the name of it for obvious reasons, but his name is Doug Bjork. Doug, is this the first time that you've managed a Motor Hotel with this much excitement around it?
That's the first time.
How much advance did you have as far as getting the room set up?
We had about 8 weeks.
About 8 weeks?
Right.
And of the last couple of days, what has it meant to you? Has it been kind of exciting for you?
Oh, it's been kind of hectic, but exciting. You're caught up with the swell of the whole thing.
Right. And would you like to see something like this again in the future?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. You know, I feel just about ready to tell the name of the place. But I wouldn't do it because Mike Nesmith would want that honor.
Boy.
Thanks, Doug. Good
welcome
to have you.
Today, KDWB St. Paul presents
Mickey, Mike, Peter, and David, and Leonard Farnsworth.
We're back on the air again. This is Honest Michael Nesmith sitting in for Jimmy Reed, who is confused. I have a real honest-to-gosh live credit here, and I'm going to give it away to some lucky listener. All you have to do is tear off the top of Charlie Brown and send it in. Crazy old Aretha Franklin. This is KDWB, the home of the Dirty 630. This is Jimmy Reed's show, but this is not Jimmy Reed. This is Idiot Mike Nesmith, your friendly neighborhood lunatic, sitting in, doing things. Let's see, I'm going to play a Brown shoe store commercial.
There goes the guy, go, white dance in his Edwin shoes.
Mine. Sure, if any Fedwin's new saddle Oxford called the Daytona now at all Daytona stores. The Daytona makes it at the strip in groovy new saddle shoes. Man, who in the world wears saddle shoes anymore? And it looks great with pinstripes or chinos. Oh, come on. Give me a break. Standard equipment includes solid rubber soles for running away and a heck of a good fit. Oh, they're going to sing over my talking now, right? Thanks a lot. There goes the guy in his Pedwin shoes. Standard equipment includes solid rubber soles so that if you get struck by lightning, you're grounded. So stop in at all Daytona, Dayton's? Oh, Dayton's stores and slip into the shoe that'll blow her mind. Okay. Man, I don't know who they're kidding. But Pedwin Oxfords is going to blow some chick's mind? Can you believe that? They really want me to sell Oxfords. Says,
That's very far out. We wanted you to sell Oxfords.
Oh, Peter just walked in.
Hiya, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
We're just sitting here selling square shoes to blow your mind.
Super Dingo. Get the Pedwin at all Dayton stores and all Pedwin stores in the Twin City area.
Listen, you heard it from Mike Nesmith.
The hot ones from Pedwin are here. The hot ones, which means that you can't wear them in the summer. Right? They're too hot to wear in the summer.
It just means hot. It means hot. Don't you dig it, man?
Did you,
it's hot. Dig it.
Did you get your shirt? Was that blue shirt, that blue pullover shirt yours?
It wasn't. It was Jim Edmondson's.
Oh.
Jim Edmondson.
Jim Edmondson's our security officer, for those of you who don't know.
In general, all-around tough guy.
Hey, kids out front of the hotel, are you still listening? Hey, you're listening out front of the hotel?
They are out front of the hotel. Hi, kids out front of the hotel.
Have you got your radios on?
Those of you who don't have your radios on.
Scream up to me. Scream up to me if you have your radios on. Are they on? Everybody, come on, turn your radios on now.
Everybody turn your radios on.
Okay, if you have your radio stations on, if you're listening to us right now, scream. Okay, Groovy, now hold it. Now wait a minute.
Okay, hang on.
Now in just a minute, I want you to wave at whoever walks out on the balcony, okay? Okay, now you ready? Here he comes. Wave. You know who that is? That's Nick Torque's brother Peter. That's Mrs. Torkelson's favorite son. You see there?
My brother Nick and Chris. Incidentally, my brother Nick is here.
Yeah, Nick is here.
Not in the station this minute, but he's like around the place.
I mean, Nick is a cartoonist.
Yeah, and he's a funny man, too.
Yeah, he's a groovy guy.
You're a funny guy, too, Mike.
He thinks I'm a funny man?
Yeah, it doesn't account too much for
Wait till I get him alone. My favorite monkey says.
Did I hear those kids outside boo?
From what? Don't boo.
Don't
hey,
boo.
Kids outside, don't no, boo.
Don't boo. You don't
boo.
Like anything, but don't boo.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nega boo.
Boo. Nega boo.
Ooh, boos
boo, boo,
are
boo,
bad.
Boo, 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 boo.
Well, some boo is good.
Booby doo boo. Ooh, boo.
Listen to that, 31 flavors, ha! Actually, Baskin-Robbins makes over 131 creamy, luscious, maddeningly different flavors. Remember that the next time you have 131 friends drop by and you want to serve them something different. You could dish up Loganberry Sherbet, Vanilla Nut Fudge, Cinnamon Apple, Mint on the Rocks, Plum Nuts, Red Apple Jack Ice, Macadamia Nut, Raspberries and Cream, Molasses Taffy, Cherry Macaroon, Baseball Nut, Date Crunch, Ginger Snap, Fresh Cantaloupe, Tangerine Ice, Chocolate Cheesecake, Licorice, Mai Tai Ice, Root Beer Ribbon, Fresh Coconut, Burgundy Cherry, Peanut Butter and Jelly, Licorice, Fig Newton,
Baskin Robbins Ice Cream Store,
and Vanilla.
I'm on. That was an ad, and before that we had a Motown record. What was that Motown record, Michael? Here we are. Oh, yeah, Bunny Sigler, Let the Good Times Roll and Feel So Good, which is groovy, we think. We like that kind of stuff. More records coming up on it's KDWB. The Dirty 630. And those of you kids out there, let's have a hearty scream for the record.
How prevalent hemorrhoids are, but I never realized how painful they can be.
I used to be bothered by hemorrhoids, Jane, until I started using Preparation H.
You mean to be bothered by what?
It works.
Well, all I can say is Preparation H sure worked for me.
It worked
Maybe
for you, honey. Well, okay.
You.
Yes, millions of people will use Preparation H this year, and except in severe or persistent cases, it will promptly relieve the pain, irritation, and actually shrink hemorrhoids. In medical reports by several doctors who are outstanding in their profession,
I'd use it more often.
Preparation
H really
was proved effective in most cases to relieve pain and shrink hemorrhoids.
Hello, Clara. Say, before I forget, thanks so much for
recommending
Preparation
H. They shrunk. Them hemorrhoids shrunk up.
Again.
There's no formula.
There's nothing left but little old nodules. They've all shrunk up.
For best results, follow directions. Preparation H in ointment or suppository
form. It removed my hemorrhoids almost as good as if I cut out the knife. Just to shrunk it up, and you just can't hardly even tell if there's a hemorrhoid there no more. But it is. It's still there. It's still there. I know it's still there. I can tell.
Go ahead. Have another round, because this is Heilemann's Old Style, the one that's pure brewed by G. Heilemann of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Old Style is brewed twice, while other beers are brewed just once. Makes it easy to stay with. Makes it light and likable. Twice brewed, pure brewed, Old Style.
And that'll remove your hemorrhoids just as good as anything. Glick beer and Preparation H, baby. I'm telling you. Right now, Bobby V is up on turntable number 2 with a song called Swahili Serenade, and I'm not even ready to believe it. Swahili Serenade, but I suppose that's his gig. So far be it from me.
Racing fans, this Sunday is the Big Gopher State Timing Association's 5th Annual Invitational Championship at beautiful Minnesota Dragways, when 8 200-mile-per-hour fuel dragsters actually light the tires on fire coming off the starting line. Time trials for qualifying start on Saturday from 1 to 5, continuing on from 8 a.m. to 1:30 Sunday. Championship eliminations begin at 2 p.m. Take Highway 65 north out of Minneapolis to Johnsville, go left 4 miles on Highway 242 to beautiful Minnesota Dragways.
As I got on a city bus and found a vacancy.
Oh, that's Chuck Berry, and he started it off for everybody as far as I'm concerned. He and the Beatles and everybody else like that. See, there are a couple of things. Oh, yeah, Davey's standing out on the balcony for those of you who know where we live. So if you'd like to come by and wave at the dynamic dwarf, come on. Because he's up there, gang, right now, doing numbers. Peter's having an interview with a man from the United States Army. And let's see, what else is happening? Mickey's standing being skinny. And, oh, Peter's not having the interview. Peter's in his room. Peter will be back down here in just a minute. We'd like to remind you that there are plenty of seats left for the concert tonight. I think 3 people have bought tickets so far. So if you'd like to drop by and see the Sundowners, come on, Sundowners, Lynn Randell. That is an extra attraction. Of course, we'll be there.
N-double-C means M-O-V-I-E.
N
for Navarre.
C
for Coon Rapids.
C
for Colonial. N-double-C means M-O-V-I-E. The best in movies, the finest in outdoor motion pictures at 3 of the Twin Cities' best. The Navarre Drive-In Theater off Highway 7 in Navarre. The Coon Rapids Drive-In Theater on Highway 10 in Coon Rapids. And the new Colonial Drive-In Theater, minutes west of 494 on Highway 55. Here's what's happening at the NCC Drive-In Theaters this weekend.
At the Navarre and Coon Rapids Drive-In, John Wayne in the War Wagon, plus Dean Martin in Texas Across the River, and the Colonial features George Peppard in the Blue Max, plus Doris Day in Caprice, and the Blue Max with George Peppard. At the 65 High in Blaine, enjoy Sandy D. And Doctor, You've Got to Be Kidding, plus another hilarious comedy, Not With My Wife You Don't. Oh, brother. As a bonus feature, see Von Ryan's Express. See it do what? First feature at all NCC theaters begins at dusk. For more information, check your local newspaper. Movie going is great at NCC Drive-In Theater, but don't go tonight, kids. Go to the Monkees concert. It's more expensive, and it's not worth it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Soul Finger.